Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning on this beautiful Saturday morning, end of July, moving into August. And I was telling Sherry earlier that I love August. Well, I really like September, October, but August is like getting ready. And I just love that. Okay, what's our next step? And Danny is here from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens with us, taking your calls. And Sherry, and we were just talking about the next steps. There's always, you know, okay, what are we doing next? Not only in our lives, but our lawn and garden. And that's what we love to talk about.
Well, the next step is to give us a call. 281-833-3333.
Yes.
And then we'll tell you what the next steps are, right?
That's right. We've got a lot of questions about watering and when to compost and when to feed and all
and
that.
And water is a hard subject for
it
people. Because it's not an exact science. And I know Danny probably hears this all the time. Like, how much should I water? And we can throw numbers out there, like an inch a week. But what does that mean to people? Like, how do you describe how to water?
Usually what I tell people, that if they have a sprinkler system, if they get a cat food can or a tuna fish can, several of them, every 5 feet in an area, and you run that system for a given time, 10 minutes or whatever, you measure the cans, how much is in each can, take that average, and now you can see that you're getting a quarter inch every 10 minutes.
Right.
So you want 1 inch of rainfall per week, right? So now we're going to run that system for 40 minutes to get that 1 inch of rainfall.
Total for the week.
Yeah, total
but
for the
I
week.
I love how you told that caller to break it up into two waterings in one night.
Cycle and soak. Yeah. I love that.
So my husband does that, and he wanted me to share that on the radio, and I just didn't have the opportunity. So that's great that you brought that up.
I'm a licensed irrigator, so I know irrigation well.
Yes.
But, you know, every system is different. And so it's really hard to.
You got
to
know your output first.
Yeah. That's what you got to learn.
And divide it out and then break it up.
But that cycle and soak is so important because, Sherry, you talk about walking around or driving around neighborhoods and you can see the water just running off the curb.
And so where I'm at, we have heavy clay soils. I don't know about anybody else.
Yes, I have clay.
We're that way too.
Okay. Ours is super heavy. There's areas that is, you know, quite sandy.
Yeah.
And that may not be as important, but in a heavy clay soil, you got to cycle and soak.
You just got to know your soil, know your yard. And in like, I can tell you, like, I water very infrequently. My husband has it set up 2 5-minute cycles because he did the output test and all that good stuff. 2 to 3 times a week is all we really need. But my neighbor next door can water for 30 minutes and it just floods the street. Right?
It's wasting water. Oh, you're wasting a precious resource and money.
And you're not doing your lawn or landscaping any good.
No, it's not helping anything.
So cycle and soak. I learned that. I love that. A good reminder.
Yes.
Makes so much sense.
And Joe, I'm not talking about you because you're doing a great job. That's my neighbor. Mr. Joe, he listens to the show. I'm talking about another neighbor that floods the street. But he, my neighbor, and I have been helping him. I helped him this spring. I did some compost top dressing. You know, I live in the neighborhood where they put 2 oak trees in every yard. And we have tiny front yards, maybe 2,500 square foot front yards with 2 live oaks.
Yeah.
And I told them, don't put those in my yard. And they said, well, you have to have 2 trees. And I'm like, I'll have, I actually have 3 trees, but I'm not putting them in the middle of the yard. But so he's struggling with getting grass to grow. So we did compost. He thinned his trees. I put in the palmetto plugs and we've done seaweed and has to grow. And in a combination of grass and weeds are covering his soil. I mean, he barely had any grass.
That's a start.
So it's a start. So we will work through the weeds. He's not going to react and put weed killers out. So we've coached him. And but his grass is coming in and it's looking great.
Good. Yeah, I mean, it's patience. You know, you're getting the palmetto helps, but it's got to have sun too, right?
Some sun, yes. Yeah, and he does get some, especially with the trees cut up.
Right, right.
But it's the adding that organic material and something to hold on to water because before it was just sandy and ashy looking. And, so, but getting that soil structure changed so water actually goes into the soil instead of into the street.
And we talk about that a lot, about the compost and even Humates Plus with the MicroLife. I've heard you mention
that. And helps. I did add that to Mr. Joe's yard. And I do that in my yard. Uh-huh. I do it about once a quarter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It really helps. I mean, you know, it's not so much a fertilizer. So people won't come in and they want a fertilizer. What can I fertilize my lawn with? Well, it's not, you don't always need a fertilizer, right? We're working on the soil, not so much the plant.
Right.
So that's feeding the soil.
Yeah, feeding the soil. That's where everything starts at.
What does John Ferguson say? The soil web?
The soil food web and food bacteria. Web. When you're putting the MicroLife down, there's mycorrhizae fungi, which is fungus, right?
I love that.
And then there's a bacteria package. And bacteria, when they come to life in the soil, they move around. They eat. And guess what they poop? Fertilizer.
Woohoo! And they're sort of aerating, right? Yeah. When all that's going on around in there. Yes.
Yep.
So great. I just love that information.
Yeah.
When you talk about mycorrhizal fungi, that's something. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I will let Danny and Sherry give you those details about those critters underneath the soil and how important it is to have that compost and the wonderful foods that we've got to share with you here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We will return after this.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Think your old patio set needs replacing? New ones are pricey. Good thing Houston Powder Coaters give old patio sets new life. They not only recoat your old set better than new, they repair welds and replace vinyl straps and sling fabrics, plastic feet caps, and inserts. And that rusty hardware? Replaced with new stainless steel. Get better than new for less from the industry experts at Houston Powder Coaters. Schedule free pickup at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. This is Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. Let's talk about plants, specifically those that you won't need to water frequently in this hot, dry summer. And I'm talking about succulents. Succulents come in so many different color, textures, and shapes. Plant a medley of them in a garden or pot, and you've got a living piece of art. Best of all, these plants don't need daily watering. And another category of easy-care summer plants are aquatics. A water garden full of blooming lilies and darting fish needs little care, except to top off the pond from time to time. Nelson's is a garden center full of plants that like it dry, wet, and in between. Don't let summer temperatures keep you inside. Visit us and try out the wet or dry gardening. Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. You can find us. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is a place that you must go visit. We love, we were talking about taking the tours of our Home Show Garden Pros.
And it's fun to take the whole family.
Right.
Know, big and small kids. Right. Like, I know my daughter is 20 and just had a blast feeding the fish.
Yeah.
Yes. And, of course, they got to take their pictures and their selfie with the fish and Snapchat it.
Exactly. Well, they are definitely our Home Show Garden Pro experts on water gardens.
Yes.
And I see lots of puppy dogs walking around Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens helping their two-legged parents buy the appropriate brush for them to tinkle on. I like this one.
Right?
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And like I said, Danny Linderman is here from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We can walk you through what your next steps are. And Sherry, we were talking about the website, and we've got a question here from Letha. And she says, is it safe to remove tree roots that are above the ground. And we see those all the time with our live oaks. I've got a couple in one area I hate to mention, but I do see those. So what happened there?
So probably, I bet they have a sprinkler system. They don't water deep enough. So all the roots are up top waiting for the next round of sprinkles to come down. There's no way to reverse that now because the roots are just going to stay there. I would not remove any big roots right now for sure because the trees are stressed as it is, right? If you're going to do anything, do it in the wintertime and only remove one large root a year.
There you go.
So, wow. Like I said, right
that
now is not the time
me
to do
to
it.
Even remove it.
You know, and if it were to have been planted probably more correctly at the beginning, this wouldn't be a problem because I have a big oak tree that is 2.5 feet from the sidewalk and kind of close to the house. And I've lived there for 22 years and I don't have exposed roots, but I have really good soil too. So that's another thing, keeping that soil loose and irrigating correctly, like he said, will prevent that problem from happening.
And it may be good to consult an arborist. You know, if some trees are really important, right, to the home or to the landscape or whatever.
Right.
So if it's an important tree, I would probably consult the arborist just to make sure you're on the right page. But if you were looking back, watering properly, you know, 20 years ago, you wouldn't have that problem.
And what people don't realize too, when they start hacking at those roots, that's just opening it up for disease.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's an arborist's opinion is super important because if that tree is important to your landscape and but you're like, oh, but I need to get these roots out, you're going to end up damaging the tree.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a weird deal. We put these big old trees in these little bitty yards and then we do so many things that Mother Nature didn't intend for us to do.
Right.
This is not what they want to do.
Yeah, but I've heard Anita say about the trimming the trees, the oak trees. She says, Sandy, does Mother Nature go and hack at your oak trees, you know, every season? And that's so true. I think, okay, what is Mother Nature trying to tell me here? Or what do I need to do here?
Yeah.
Now, I hear the Home Show Garden Pros talking about, you know, if you want to feed your tree, well, really you feed your area around your tree because, the roots are getting that food. So what can I do to nurture those big trees that I may have?
You know, aerating would help, right? So now the fertilizer and the water get down deep, right?
Okay.
Sandier soil is not so important, but on our heavy clay soils, it tends to run off too fast. So aeration is one of the bigger things. You could do, you know, a deep root feeding, which would make the roots, encourage the roots to go down. But that root that is up there now is
going to
stay up there.
Okay. Yeah. But some aeration and some good leaf mold compost maybe?
Yeah. And then watch your watering. You know, water deep, not every day. So many people come in there, I water every day. Where in the world does it rain every day?
Well, you'll ask them.
Back to Mother Nature.
Yeah, how are you watering it? Well, I water it every day. It can't be water. And it's like, okay, every day for 2 minutes? Come on.
Yeah, so are you burning it?
there's the next thing. You know, like short run times, right?
Yeah.
So you're not really watering anything. You're just spraying a little bit of water out and shutting it off.
And it's evaporating.
Yeah.
And
making your water bill go up.
Yeah. And trimming limbs at this time isn't, you know, if there's a low-lying limb, sure, and you need to be able to get the mower under it. But doing a big pruning of the top of the canopy this time of year is not advised.
January. Okay. January is probably my favorite time to do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, when
pruning.
It's slow growth and the sap isn't really
that
moving.
And the bugs are all dormant.
Yeah.
So the tree gets a chance to callus over before before the bugs come back out.
All right. Good.
Yeah. So timing is everything with these guys.
Yes, it is. But then on the other hand, we have some things where you just need to look and figure out, okay, here's a problem, and come to a Home Show Garden Pro or give us a call, and we can help you work through that. So that's what we're here for. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and I have a citrus problem when we return.
Okay.
revolutionize the gardening industry. It seemed an ambitious dream back in 1983 when Dean and Julie Nelson created Nelson Plant Food. But their passion for horticulture and spirit of innovation led to meticulously crafted formulas providing the perfect balance of macro and micronutrients. Nelson Plant Foods help plants, shrubs, trees, vegetables, and turf thrive. Today, revolutionizing your lawn and garden is easy. Just add some Nelson Plant Food from a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at nelsonplantfood.com.
Hi, this is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. A lot of people think that I'm some kind of critter-killing superhero because of the number of bugs that I kill and the fervor with which I do it. They stop me at the movies or at the flea market. Now, there's a dumb name, flea market, and basically point and stare. The truth is there is a whole team of bug-killing superheroes dedicated to depopulating your home or office of ants, roaches, mice, pretty much anything with more than two legs that you don't want there. We're on the web at McGrathPestControl.com and Twitter at McGrathPest. You must be the dumbest mosquito on earth.
It's not too late. Look over your summer vegetables. Peppers, okra, eggplant, just to name a few. Any grown nice and big in the little 4-inch pot? Loosen the roots. Soak them in a root stimulator. Then plant. Now back to stimulating information with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back. This is Sherry and
Sandy.
Yay, with Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes.
We are a co-op of the best of the best nurseries in and around the Houston area. We have Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest, and Enchanted Gardens, and they're here today with us. Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center and Spring Garden Centers. And at all of these Home Show Garden Pros, you can find Landscaper's Pride Soils.
Oh, yes.
Soils and mulches and aggregates. I know they have a whole line of aggregates. But their soils and mulches are crafted for your gardening experience. They're not just recycling trash to put in in bags, but they're actually creating beautiful soils and mulches, my favorite, black velvet, to use in your lawn and gardens so that you can get the best experience, the best start. We all know that soil is the most important part of the gardening experience.
Right.
So why not start off with the best of the best? So starting off with like planting mix, rose soil to build your beds, amend your beds with their composts. And like they have a compost peat. It's a beautiful product, black humus, and their healthy soil compost. And amend your soil. And that's one thing that we're doing right now in our vegetable gardens is getting ready for the fall. So putting compost in the in your vegetable gardens to get ready, and then topping it off with something like black velvet or their hardwood shredded mulch to kind of retain your moisture, keep it from eroding. It looks pretty and nice.
It does.
And it just kind of is like the bedspread on the bed.
It is.
To keep all your good stuff in place and keep weeds out. So go to homeshowgardenpros.com or Landscapers Pride for more information. I know we carry it at Plants for All Seasons, and you carry it at the Enchanteds.
Yeah.
And so it's just a great product to add to the mix there.
For sure.
And for some reason, the last couple of weeks, I had chosen to lay out and spread some of my black velvet, you know, in the 100-degree. But it was so much fun, though. I mean, I just had, and I timed it, you know. I did the front yard later in the afternoon because it gets shaded.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the backyard either in the evening. I love the evenings.
Yeah.
I love to play in the yard in the evenings.
Yeah.
And, of course, my husband's like, are you ever going to come in the house?
Well,
no. When the sun goes down.
I have learned that if I bring the bags home and strategically lay them out and forget about them, my husband will lay them.
Wow, magic.
It's magical, yeah.
Can I borrow him for that?
Oh, he's amazing. He is amazing at that.
That's great.
But I noticed, you know, like on my driveway side where I do have a little bit more runoff from the sprinkler.
Yes.
When we can put that mulch down, the water stays in the flower bed.
Right.
And my flowers benefit from it, so I don't have to water as much. So it's pretty.
Just pretty watch great. Where your water's going. When we went into the break, I'd mentioned that I have a citrus problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two new little dwarf citrus, and one of them was like getting what I thought was new growth from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing during the winter about this. So describe to me about what I just hated to cut anything. It's a new baby.
So you got a sucker coming up from the rootstock.
It literally is called a sucker.
Yeah.
Okay. And how do I know it's a sucker?
It'll have different foliage than the plant you're growing, either a lime or a lemon or satsuma or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be totally different foliage. And then it's really, really straight up.
Oh, yes. This is it's almost a thicker.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then as it gets older, the thorns will be inch and a half,
hefty.
2 inches long.
Oh,
That's a good clue. Take that thing off.
Okay, good. Well, he deserves to go then.
Yeah.
Those big thorns on him. Okay. All right. So I cut it just all the way to the – all right.
And it always comes below the graft. So, you know, find out where your graft – figure out where the graft is.
How do I figure out where the graft is?
I'm just fixing to say the graft is going to be a little dog leg in the trunk. That's the best way to explain it. And usually about
knuckle.
6 inches or so up.
Okay, like a little knuckle kind of?
Yeah.
Oh!
And the graft, what it's grafted on always comes below that.
Yep.
And what it is supposed to be is above that.
Right.
And so that's what you want to nurture. And like in winters, how do you tell people to protect their citrus that's grafted?
You got to protect above the graft.
Yeah.
The rootstock is usually cold hardy.
Yeah.
So that means all the grafted citrus died and people were thinking, oh, it's coming back from the roots. But it's not going to be an edible fruit.
And I know people share their picture. Yeah. Oh, look, it came back. And you're like, but that's the rootstock.
The wrong place.
Yeah. It's going to make a sour orange or, you know.
You won't want to eat it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the covering the roots in the winter is not what you need to do.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
You make a mulch volcano if you want, you know, just as high as you can and thick as you can.
Right over that graft.
Yeah. Cover the plant. Put a, you know, light or heat source underneath it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do it, but, you know. You got to be dedicated to it.
Yeah.
You know, and know the difference between a frost and a freeze.
Right.
I don't know how many people say, you know, in that frost, and I'm like, no, that was a freeze. That was a straight up freeze. So when we're frosty, you just put frost cloth.
Right.
And that just protects the foliage from a frost, which is just like a little cold, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And then a freeze, you actually have to protect. And so, like he said, a mulch volcano up above that graft, just build it up. That's the only time we tell you to make a mulch volcano.
Yeah.
Good point.
But then you have to remove the mulch volcano
whenever
the freezing temperatures are gone.
Usually below 28 is when I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Maybe on a lime, you may want to protect it, you know,
a little more fussy.
32, but anything else below 28, you should be fine. It may burn the tips or whatever, but it won't kill the plant.
Yeah.
So
if somebody is just joining us and hearing us talking about this, we have not slept through the summer. This is not winter.
Right?
We're just dreaming. We're dreaming here.
Getting ready.
Yes. I got them on a rabbit trail here about my citrus plant. But I did not know about that building up and that you really have to protect the top.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So my little dwarfs, I'm going to get rid of the sucker. And I can tell it because it's that straight. And yes, you're exactly right. It is a straight stalk and it's got a long little...
Thorn.
Yeah.
And it's got like three lobed leaves.
Yep.
Yes. And then describe the knuckle again. So a knuckle in your citrus.
It's like a dog leg.
Yeah. So above that is the good stuff.
Right. Below that, anything comes up from below that, cut it off.
And I can cut it off during the midsummer. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Just get rid of it.
Get rid of it faster the better because it's sucking juice away from the main
top
plant.
Guys. Okay.
What you want to grow.
Great. Oh, my gosh. I learn something new every time I sit behind this microphone. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Danny and Sherry a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. What is on your gardening and landscaping list today?
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Find privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life. Just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
it's a dance party in
it
here.
It is. It's like Goodness. A disco.
Waking you up.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm going to talk about Structure Outdoor Houston. These are amazing pergolas that are high quality, completely controlled by remote. For your outside, like to bring your outside in. Right now we're searching for shade.
Oh, for sure.
So these would be an amazing addition to any yard. So when we're searching for shade, it's got these louvered tops that you can close up for shade. And then as the weather starts to cool, you can open those up and enjoy the sun on the cool days that we're going to have.
Right.
Wishful thinking, right? but these are really, really cool. They have interlocking louvers, so they're leak-proof in the rain. They're sunproof whenever they close them. They have weather stations similar to greenhouses, where if we're going to have some storms, the louvers kind of come free so that it doesn't, you know, get a downdraft wind and fly away.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have custom design, have them to your house to have a custom design. They're super, super duper high quality. They can have screens on the sides to keep the mosquitoes out.
Perfect.
So everybody wants to bring the inside out into a space. And so you can enjoy the outside as well. So for more information, go to Structure Outdoor. It's Structure. To get a consultant to your home.
Yeah, beautiful, customized, any size, any shape.
Yep.
So go and visit them. And we love Structure Outdoors. So thank you very much, Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
So Sherry and Danny, we've got Karen on the line. Good morning, Karen.
I have a lawn question for you, and I sent you a couple of pictures. I hope you're able to look at them.
Just this morning you sent pictures?
Yes. My
Karen.
Name is, they'll be under Karen.
Yes.
I have a beautiful St. Augustine lawn that's healthy. I've been organic for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I probably haven't fertilized it for a year, but I did fertilize it with the MicroLife Ultimate, the blue bag. That would have been the last fertilization. I'm starting to get little small spots of dead grass about the size of a diameter of an orange, and it's not take-all patch because when I tug on it, it doesn't lift up, but they're spreading, as you can see in the second picture, so it might be something fungal, but can you tell me what it is and how to treat it?
So I would like to know, what are you doing on watering? How are you watering?
I am deep watering once a week.
Okay.
Nice.
You have a sprinkler system?
No, I hand water.
Okay. So those little bitty spots like that, I saw one picture. It looked like a bigger spot. And the second picture I just saw was a little bitty spot.
Yes.
That little bitty spot could even be urine from a dog or a cat or something like that.
But there's so many. They're spreading.
Okay, what about, you got squirrels?
Not really.
Okay. So sometimes squirrels can dig little holes and pull their nuts out or put their nuts in that from the previous season.
Oh,
that's
so
what they do.
Holes,
they dig little holes.
This is little spots of dead grass.
Yeah,
brown grass.
So I see the bigger spot. Usually on a fungus, so whatever's happened, that's old, right? So usually on a fungal issue, the blades will start off yellow, okay? And they go from yellow to brown. And that's a good indicator for a fungal issue. So that picture I'm seeing is already done. The only thing that's going to be out there doing any damage really is going to be grubs and chinch bugs. And so with the pictures I see don't look like either one.
It looks like heat stress to me.
Yeah, I mean, it could be that. You're watering
like
good.
What?
Like heat stress.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean.
Which makes sense, right?
Yeah, it's very likely. So you're doing good on the watering, you know, the infrequent and deep is the way to do that. But you may want to hit those areas a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But like I said, do look for chinch bugs down in there, because that's going to be the next thing that's going to show up is chinch bugs and grubs.
Yeah.
And grubs will be like take all, because there won't be any roots underneath it, and you can just pull that patch up. Chinch bugs would just suck the life out of the grass.
Yeah.
So you ought to get down on your hands and knees and put your glasses on and act like you're looking for a lost wedding ring. See, that's usually what I tell people. You shake the grass up and like you're looking for a lost ring, and then you'll see the little chinch bugs growing up and down the stems.
Yes.
So what do they look like, the chinch bugs?
Little bitty black with a white or a gray hourglass on their back.
Okay.
Yeah. Best way to explain it.
And then their little babies are kind of a rusty orange with a white stripe.
And they're hard to see, and they move fast. You could also get a coffee can with no bottom, and put that on the grass, hold it down, and fill that full of water, and the chinch bugs will float to the top.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you all. We appreciate
you.
Thank you.
Good luck with that. We're going to make it through the summer, Karen.
We're seeing lots of chinch bugs. Mm-hmm. And if it is, it's very beginning stages in her picture. Like, it hasn't done a lot of damage. And I can tell you from my experience with chinch bugs, like, they like it hot and dry, right? Mm-hmm. And if it was like staying drier, the chinch bugs came in. If you can pick up that water too, they don't like moisture. Okay. And they get basically what's the equivalent to us is pneumonia.
Oh.
And then they're like, okay.
Too much water, yeah.
Yeah, too much water. We don't like it here. This is too happy.
This is their time of year to shine. This is chinch bug season
right now. Yeah.
Okay. Hot and dry. It could be the beginning of that. Well, thanks for your call, Karen. I know we've already said goodbye to her, but anyway, that was a great call. Good descriptions. I just learned about the going from the yellow to the brown could be sort of the fungal thing.
Yeah, usually that's a fungal issue.
Okay. All right. Well, give Sherry and Danny a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturesway resources.com.
Everybody loves a pool, unless it's a dirty pool of water in your parking lot or street. When concrete settles, rain gathers, creating dirty pools that linger. Fix it without an expensive concrete replacement. Concrete Raising Corporation levels driveways, parking lots, and streets for 30 to 50% less than the replacement. And they'll do it in hours, not days. Safer, drier, faster. Concrete Raising Corporation. Tell your boss or HOA. Get a free estimate. Concrete Raising Corporation. CRC-Houston.com.
We're all about tomato love. Want to grow them in the fall? Start your seeds now. Your Home Show Garden Pros are back with growing kits and tasty tomato seeds. Right now, we're sprouting advice here on the Home Show Garden Pros.
And you hear us talking about MicroLife all the time, right, Sherry?
Yes.
We love our MicroLife, and it is a must for your shelf. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always a time when I'll walk around my yard and I'll be like, oh, I need a little bit of this, I need a little bit of that, and I love my containers, and I can get them refilled at Plants for All Seasons, just by the way.
And most of the Home Show Garden Pros refill.
Well, and they all have them, and I know Danny's got plenty of MicroLife to choose from. So MicroLife, you know, we talk about it all the time, and I know it sounds like we're pitchy, but we do, because it's natural. It works.
And Friday night is my seaweed night.
It's her date night with MicroLife seaweed.
Yes.
I think about you when I'm out there spraying.
And it makes a huge difference when you actually use the products, right?
Right. Oh, my gosh.
But I haven't had a bug problem.
Yeah.
Haven't had a fungus problem.
Right.
My yard is cooler because of it.
Well, we love MicroLife products. They have fertilizers. They have liquid fertilizers. And the liquid seaweed is, of course, a liquid. Mm-hmm. And they have fertilizers to help your plants bloom and the yard. So anything you need to nurture that lawn and garden, MicroLife has those products. And MicroLife is all organic. It's healthy for soils, healthy for plants, healthy for people, and our pets.
Yeah.
Which is super important because my pets enjoy MicroLife. I have to put them in a back room when I'm spreading MicroLife so that they don't see it. But, of course, they smell it. But it won't hurt them in, you know, small quantities. So we love MicroLife. MicroLife produces nutritious soils and plant foods. Plant foods for our gardens, our flowers, our veggies, and our lawns. So
and it's locally made.
Yes, yes, locally made. But you can find it. I mean, our listening area, you can find them anywhere at our Home Show Garden Pros. They all carry them. So look for MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro location. MicroLifeFertilizers.com. MicroLife, making life better. We love our MicroLife. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am Sandy here with
Sherry.
Yay, we did it. And Danny is in the studio this morning taking your calls and questions at 281-833-3333. He is just a plethora of great information and tips.
And he's missing a fishing trip with his whole family to
kidding.
Be here.
I know. And he still has a smile on his face. So thank you very much. And Danny, we've got Neil on the line for you. Good morning, Neil.
Yeah, good morning. I've got hydroponic seed starter with a grow light, and I wanted to grow some cherry tomatoes for a fall crop. So I'm wondering how to start the seeds inside, and then when I should transplant them outside. Hot as it is, obviously I wouldn't want to do it when it's this hot, but I thought you guys might have some ideas on that.
So so we're starting seeds right now for tomatoes.
Yeah, that's so, what I thought.
Yeah, it's time to go. It is the season to start them.
And so you're starting them hydroponically and growing them in soil once you transplant?
Once I get them up, then I transplant them outside. And they grow pretty fast inside. They start up, they move right along because it's got, you know, some fertilizer in that water and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, so and you want to get them going. Get them going so you can get them transplanted.
They'll say about 75, 78 days to, I guess, to produce fruit. So I just didn't know. So I get them started now, but, of course, you don't know when I move them out until you see how big they get inside. But would you suggest that I set them out once I've got them growing inside?
They will. Yep. So usually my best recommendation is mid-August.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you start the seeds now. I mean, like I said, we've already started them.
Mm-hmm.
So you start now, so that way they'll have some size by mid-August. If you mess around too long, then you won't have any fruit before it freezes.
Yeah, so that makes lots of sense to me.
I mean, it is hot, and it seems like it's a bad time of year, but this is the time.
But
to
they'll
do it.
Lots of growing when it's hot. Yeah,
yeah.
As far as tomatoes that I had in earlier, I put them in too late this spring. I didn't get much out of them. Should I just tear those out, or are they going to come back and get them to fall? They're indeterminate.
It depends on how they look right now. It'd be my 2 cents. What variety were they? You know,
cherry tomatoes.
Cherries will start producing again pretty easily as long as the plant is viable.
Yeah.
Then you could leave them if you wanted.
Cut them.
Just
does he need to
the hot part and keep them watered, and then hopefully maybe they'll generate some more tomatoes. They are indeterminate, so. I guess that's a problem.
Yeah, they won't start putting fruit on until the nighttime temperatures are below 70. So we got a little ways to go for that, and I can't wait for it, but it's coming.
Well, I'm trying to slow my wife down. She's paramount. I said nothing else is going to go in there.
Yeah, if they look viable and not and there's actual green on them still, then you're fine.
And just leave them. Yeah, we don't have to cut or anything.
They got green on them.
Good.
The new ones I'm going to plant in hanging baskets, I think.
Okay, yeah.
See how that works.
Yeah, they should do. What variety of the new ones? Cherries as well?
Oh, yellow currant. I want stuff that'll kind of stream down. Grape, those.
Yeah.
The ones that I had best luck with years ago were yellow pear. Those always seem.
Yeah, those are a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I cut out the baskets and hung them up, self-watering baskets, I'm able to control bugs and that a little bit easier.
Right.
Oh, good hint.
Well, get those seeds planted now.
Awesome. Well, good luck on those tomatoes.
Thanks for your advice. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, so get those tomato seeds planted like this weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we've already planted some. Yeah. At, you know,
we're already selling transplants at the nursery.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Ready to go.
Ready to go.
So what other veggies can I get in my veggie garden like this weekend? Is there anything else or just the tomatoes to
peppers.
Start with?
I mean, peppers. Peppers are good.
My peppers have been doing great. They look like weightlifters. Yeah. They're wonderful.
Pepper trees.
I love them. Trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, peppers and tomatoes. Yep. Hey, that sounds like salsa to me.
Okra is still a viable option.
Eggplants.
You can seed some corn right now. Some people do fall corn.
Yeah. I just started some cucumbers.
Yeah.
I mean, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they're already like six foot tall.
There's still some things to do.
Yeah, great. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are talking gardens, landscaping, and lawn. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. We've got Danny and Sherry in the house after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener. Sienna Mulch, everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rosharon. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I am here in the studio with Sherry and Danny. They are taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And we've got a line of calls for you guys, but hang on just a minute because we talk a lot about aeration. Mm-hmm. And it is super important. Well, we have got the guy to call. Call Ricky. He is fabulous. He's a hoot. And he is so motivated, and he's such a great worker. He has been in the business of aeration since 2009. And his company is called Best Choice Lawn. Super easy to remember. So give Ricky a call at Best Choice Lawn. But even better, just this week, we got a personal endorsement from someone here in the office who had them come out and do her lawn. And she said already after a week, she could see some liveliness.
Right.
Her lawn had really kind of taken a hit for a little while. And she had Best Choice Lawn come out. And she said they were on time. They walked the property before, you know, they did the work for her. They were professional. They cleaned up afterwards. And what else he does is after the aeration, he will do some compost for you, which is perfect because, Sherry, I hear you and the Home Show Garden Pros talking about how that, you know, when you do that aeration, that's one thing.
Right. But follow it up with the compost.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got a great option here. Best Choice Lawn Aeration, because you don't want to do it yourself. There's just no way. I mean, I'm active, but I am not going to go and rent a machine, figure out how to work it, probably run over a toe. I'm going to call Ricky at Best Choice Lawn Aeration and let him do the job. His crew is professional, on time, and they are going to get your lawn started.
And that's what
started.
They do. They yes, just aerate.
And that's all they do.
So when somebody just does something,
yes,
they do it right.
It's nice. Yes, he's not going to be selling you other bizarre stuff. Let him do the compost because the gal here in the office said that she could tell it was good stuff.
And she could
smell it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, so that's great. So Best Choice Lawn Aeration. Give him a call at 713-890-9977. If you can't remember that number that I just reeled off, go to homeshowgardenpros.com. It's easy to find. Homeshowgardenpros.com and look for Best Choice Aeration.
I'm trying to get Ricky to come sit in on the show with us,
too. Yeah. Well, I need to get him on my list for my house for sure. and we have got a line of callers for you guys. We have got Lou, Scott, and Perry. Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing very fine this morning.
What do you have for Danny and Sherry?
I bought my wife some of these. It's a metal structure, about a foot tall, 4x4, and she wants to put vegetables in it. And I want to know what type of soil to put in them. do I need to kill the grass underneath it or just set it down and fill it with dirt and that's it?
Usually, go ahead.
And who would deliver this type of soil to the Porter, New Caney area?
That probably...
Porter.
I'm not sure.
That's east, right?
I'm pretty sure that's east.
East. Yeah. Well,
Nature's Way. I mean, Nature's Way is probably going to be your way to go.
Yeah. Right, right, right. And they deliver big loads.
I'm pretty sure that's fairly close to over there.
Yeah, they're between Woodlands and Conroe, and they've got great products.
Yeah,
we love their leaf mold compost. And exactly. So she's going to be planting vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And so the question was, do we get rid of the grass?
I wouldn't worry about it. You're going to put a foot of soil on top of that grass. That'll kill the grass. So you won't have any grass coming up through it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your problem is going to be the weeds that are going to seed in from the top.
Right.
So most of our veggies won't ever get down to a foot. Some of the carrots may get close to that.
Mm-hmm.
But... I personally, if it was me, because I'm lazy, I wouldn't worry about
yeah.
the grass.
No, I just take a weed eater and just weed eat the heck out of the little
the patch
area where you're going to put it, and then put it right on top and fill it up.
Yep.
Yeah. That sounds easy. How does that work for you, Lou?
What type of soil?
Yeah, you want something for raised to get garden beds.
So you could. So if you got one box or multiple boxes, what'd you say?
I have three boxes.
Okay. So you said 4x4?
Yeah, I'm calculating about 2 cubic yards.
Yeah, probably just less than 2 cubic yards. So it may be more cost effective to do it in bags. Just by the time they turn the truck on and delivery fee and the whole 9 yards.
And usually it's a minimum of 3 cubic yards.
They'll upcharge you to get to that minimum. Yeah. So it may be better for you in bags. And depending on where you go, Gardener's Magic is good. And that's an LP product.
Landscaper's product.
Yeah, Landscaper's product. LP. But there's a bunch of good ones. Raised bed mix from Soil Menders we like. Row soil is fine.
Uh-huh.
It just depends on where you go and what product line they have.
Yeah.
But you want something that's, fairly light so it moves the water through. You don't want something really, really heavy that it drowned the veggies.
Yeah. So if you go to landscaperspride.com, you can find out where the nearest location to you is that sells it. But the Gardener's Magic is what I built my beds out of years ago.
Yeah, it works out good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, good. Does that help, Lou?
All right. Sounds good. I'm going to give it a try.
All right. Awesome. Enjoy those veggie gardens.
Yes.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we will talk with Scott and Perry after this.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon, online at siennamulch.com.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's Help at Plants for all seasons. Experience gained over their 3 generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for all seasons, because there's no place that's better.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We've had such a great time with Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens for being our Home Show Garden Pro this morning. And, of course, Sherry, our co-host of Home Show Garden Pros. And, Scott, what do you have for Sherry and Danny?
Hey, good morning, y'all. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a citrus tree, and I think y'all were talking about this just a little bit ago. And I thought it had died on the last freeze last year. And it started coming back, and I know some of the rootstock was coming back, and I trimmed that off like y'all were talking about. But what about the stock that's coming above the knuckle. Is that going to be good?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Nice.
Okay, yeah, excellent. That should be fine. Okay, yeah. So and it's definitely above the knuckle, and it definitely doesn't have the thorn or the three leaves. It looks normal. So that should be keep that tree?
Yep. I think you'll work out.
How old is that citrus?
I put it in, the 2 years ago we had a really bad freeze, so then I put it in after that freeze.
Okay,
so
good.
So maybe it's a three-year-old tree.
Nice,
it's
so really it made small. It through last year's.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the information, and I'll keep at it, and hopefully I'll have some good fruit.
There
Yay.
You go.
Good luck. Thanks for your call, Scott. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, here with Sherry and Danny, taking your calls, and we've had great discussions. Mm-hmm. Now, on that citrus, I know Scott's already gone, but maybe he's listening. Should we be feeding any of our citrus trees right now?
Yeah. So this is probably, where are we at? Yeah, it's probably last month I'd feed, really.
Okay.
Yeah, that way we can get them one last feeding and then let them relax for the wintertime.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And take advantage of this time to get as much leaf surface.
Yeah.
And then come up with a plan for protection, Danny was saying. You know, the volcano over that graft for this next year, right before a freeze, build up the volcano.
Which I had
mulch.
No idea, because we're always telling people don't lift your mulch too
but
high.
But just for the freeze, that mulch or compost, whatever you use, is going to generate some heat.
Right. Right. Yep. Well, great information. So if you got citrus, let's get them fed maybe this weekend or next, mm-hmm. and then be done with feeding for those guys. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll be producing some fruits. Well, Danny, it has been great having you here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes. So Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, they are both South Richmond, Rosenberg area. Put on your tennis shoes, drive out there. Beautiful locations. Shaded. Both of them have lots of shade.
Makes it nice
especially
in the shade.
Especially forest,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so much to choose from. So many ideas. And I love the way you have it organized.
Yes.
Because it really is. You know, if you are kind of just dabbling in gardening, go there. You know, because it's wonderful to be able to learn about what
and
you're
people think, oh, it's so hot right now. But you get lost. It is enchanted.
Yeah.
It is magical.
In the shade. Yeah. In the shade. With the breeze blowing, it's fairly enjoyable.
Yeah. So go and visit Enchanted. We really enjoyed having you here, Danny. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.